Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has strongly rejected allegations that the system of presidential pardons is corrupt. The Czech Justice Minister has denied claims that a thwarted mutiny in Czech prisons was hatched by members of the Burdick gang. And the town of Karlovy Vary has been asked to pay off bonds issued in 1924 that are now worth 10 billion crowns. Czech President Václav Klaus on Tuesday strongly denied allegations that the system of granting presidential pardons was corrupt. Mr. Klaus told reporters the allegations were devastating. Corruption could not have been involved in the process, the president said, as it did not allow for any outside interference. The president also said he was angry with the weekly Respekt that broke the story. Mr. Klaus labeled the publication as criminal. The Weekly reported on Monday the case of a former police officer who had been sentenced to jail on corruption charges. The policewoman told two witnesses a pardon had been bought for her, and she later received a pardon from President Václav Klaus. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil on Tuesday denied claims that a thwarted mutiny in the number of Czech prison last week was hatched by jailed members of the Burdick gang, the largest organized crime ring to go on trial in the country's modern history. Mr. Pospíšil told the ČTK news agency that the speculation surrounding the alleged role of the Burdick gang in the mutiny was unsubstantiated. He also rejected claims that the mutiny was uncovered by the country's counterintelligence service. The town of Karlovy Vary in the west of the country has been asked to pay off bonds issued in 1924 that are now worth around 10 billion crowns, a spokesman for the local town hall said on Tuesday. The request was filed by the controversial U.S. lawyer Edward Fagan on behalf of the bonds owners. Karlovy Vary Mayor Petr Kulhánek is to meet Mr. Fagan on Thursday to discuss the issue. The Czech National Bank has confirmed the existence of the bonds, while the finance ministry said it needed more time to study the case. Karlovy Vary, then known as Karlsbad, issued the bonds in 1924. Their maturity was set at 30 years. But its German-speaking inhabitants were expelled after the war, and the town was repopulated by Czechs. Czechs again topped the list of Europe's biggest shoplifters, according to data released by the UK agency Centre for Retail Research on Tuesday. The survey suggests that goods worth around 9.6 billion crowns have been stolen or lost in Czech shops this year, which is an increase of nearly 18% compared to last year. Shoplifting, together with theft by employees, accounted for 1.53% of total retail sales, compared to 1.4% last year. The research shows that alcohol, cosmetics and electronics are among the items stolen most frequently. Czech footballer Martin Fenin, currently a striker for FC Cottbus in the second German division, announced on Tuesday he was putting his career on hold to seek treatment for abuse of antidepressant drugs. His problems took a dramatic turn on Saturday when the 24-year-old footballer was hospitalized with hemorrhage. According to media speculation, he fell out of the window of his second-floor apartment after mixing medication with alcohol. Martin Fenin moved from the Czech club Teplice to Germany's top division Eintracht Frankfurt in 2008. He earned a spot on the national team, but his career recently took a turn for the worse, and he moved to FC Cottbus earlier this season. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The current spell of sunny conditions will be replaced by wet and rainy weather by midweek, with the highest daytime temperatures ranging between 8 and 12 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrichter, and that's the end of the news.